What kind of products are often advertised in your country? In my country, the most common type of products advertised are the products of big brands and international companies. I think this is probably true for most countries. In China, the most common advertisements aren't from small local businesses. Instead, the types of products often advertised in my country are soft drinks such as Coca-Cola, snacks and fast food like Oreos and McDonald's, as well as fashion brands and designers such as Levi's and Louis Vuitton. Advertising costs a lot of money. Therefore, I do not think it is surprising that the most common adverts come from the huge international brands that can afford it. Is it a good idea to use famous people in advertisements? From the perspective of the companies trying to advertise, it is beneficial to the company to employ celebrities in their advertising. Advertisements are designed to get us to buy products, to trust brands, and to use services which maybe we don't even need. Therefore, the most crucial aspect of good advertising is to be convincing and to gain the consumer's trust. Most consumers will have their favorite celebrities and will respect the opinions of famous people. Therefore, if a famous person is advertising a product or a service, more people are going to be convinced to buy or use it. This means it is clearly a good idea to use famous people in advertisements. Which one is more effective? Print advertising or online advertising? Online advertising is far more effective than print advertising. In all honesty, print media is a dying industry. Less and less people are reading magazines and newspapers each year, while in contrast, there are millions and millions of people on all the different social media apps and websites. Social media advertising targets countless people and sends the adverts straight to their phones. This is a very effective form of advertising, and old-fashioned print advertising hardly even compares to it. Therefore, it is obvious that online advertising is much more effective than print advertising. Is it important to educate young people about the dangers of advertising? I think it is increasingly essential to inform the youth about the hazards and tricks of marketing and commercials. A few decades ago, advertising was far less insidious. It was something you could avoid. It used to be easy to avoid advertising. You could just turn off the radio or the TV when they started playing, or turn the page in the newspaper. Nowadays, advertising is everywhere, and most dangerously, it is on our phones and social media. There is no way to avoid it, and advertising can be very manipulative and at times psychologically damaging. So young people must be educated about the dangers of advertising.